Misericordia, Compassion Sanctuary. Misericordia Sanctuary, also known locally as San Sebastian Hermitage, was erected in several eras, but what we know for sure is that a hermitage existed in the 15th century, just like the documents which are well saved in the city's archives show. Faith and love to the Misericordia Virgin was very deep in Vinaroz and surrounding towns in the area, and started the building of stables and refugees for the pilgrims that came from afar to visit the saint. The pilgrims walked for days to get here and rested and took strength in the sanctuary after seeing the Virgin. They then returned happily to their towns for seeing the saint who protected them. If we enter the square, we can get closer to the view tower, where you can enjoy spectacular views of the sea. On a clear day, you can even see the Columbretz Islands. Let's look at the coast of Vinaroz, Benicarló, Peñíscola from here, next to the great sea the pirates used to get to these towns. If we turn around and look towards the buildings, we will see that the space that houses the sanctuary is formed from left to right of 5 high arcades. Next, between the stables and the hermitage, you will see the guest house with only one door and a small window at the front where the pilgrims rested and stayed the night if necessary. Next to the hermitage, on the right-hand side, we can see the hermit's old house. The person that lived there and guarded the hermitage. This is a typical 16th century house, but was extended in the 18th century and is now a restaurant. In the square you are in, the old wooden doors were replaced for today's iron ones with the donation from Miquel Arribas from Vinaroz. This gentleman died in Paris in 1900 and left all his money to his town. We also planted poplars and painted the church, just as the plaque under the church choir explains. The best thing to do is enter the temple to admire its beauty. Point number 10.1. Inside the temple. In the hall ceiling, you will see that above you, in the vaults and the dome, there are paintings representing religious and Bible scenes, showing images of the heroines Jael, Judith, Maria de Aaron, and Ruth. On the walls, we can admire ceramic murals, possibly from the famous Alcora ceramics. These panels depict pictures of hunters in the countryside and fishermen and merchants in the port. Nowadays, the people of Vinaroz celebrate a pilgrimage to their patron, Misericordia Virgin, on the last Sunday of May, and to their patron saint, Saint Sebastian, on the 20th of January, who also holds a distinguished place in this church. The sanctuary is not only the scene of popular and religious representation, but also hosts concerts, exhibitions, and other festivities. So during the summer months, they hold a series of concerts in the sanctuary square, and the stables host the exhibits and celebrations such as the Vinaroz Langoustine National Cooking Competition Gala Dinner. It is also a much visited area because it is pleasant to walk and run around this small mountain and breathe fresh air overlooking the sea. The sea. This is as much as I can tell you, my friends. I have greatly enjoyed discovering the history of Vinaroz, my valiant town, for you, and explaining the importance of the port, her ships, streets, and people. I would love to see you here again soon, where I will explain some of my other secrets and memories. Farewell, my little sailors. See you next time, my good friends.